Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's attitude toward Professor M. Sloan and his proposed observatory changed completely when Lum found out that the professor was planning to name it the Edwards Observatory in honor of the president of the Pine Ridge School Board. The two astronomers spent last evening making plans for a trip up to Old Piney Mountain, the proposed site of the new observatory. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library helping Lum prepare for the trip. Listen.
Hello, Jot'em Down store and library. Professor Edwards talking.
Professor?
Oh, yeah, I'm just about ready, Professor Sloan. I'll be leaving here in just a few minutes now. Yeah, well, I'll see you directly. All right. Goodbye.
What are you calling yourself professor for, Lum? You ain't no professor.
Well, that's what you call all us astronomers.
Well, you ain't no astronomer neither.
Well, I'm sort of a one. Assistant astronomer, I reckon you'd call me. And I'm working up to be a head astronomer. Have you got them at lunch all packed yet?
Yeah, it's in that paper sack over on the counter.
Jeez, I hope there's enough there.
Yes, plenty.
Me and the professor are liable to get awful hungry. That's a long climb clean up to the top of Piney Mountain.
I still don't see what you want to go up there for no way, Lum.
We got to look the land over and see where's the best place to build the Edwards Memorial Observatory.
For the land.
I've told you that 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, I don't see what you want to build one of them for. You said yourself it's just a lot of worthless nonsense.
Well, that was before I realized how important observatories is.
What's important about them?
Well, that's where the astronomers find out different stuff about different stuff.
Huh?
Well, I ain't got time to explain that to you in detail now, because the professor wants us to get a jump on so we can get up there in the daylight.
Well, I still don't
see... Did you get out that roll of blankets for me?
Yeah, it's right over there on the floor.
See, we might have to stay up there all night. Professor Sloan's taking his telescope along in case we do. Then we can look through it and observe the moon tonight. The different phases and all such as that.
Phases? What's them?
Oh, them's how the moon looks at different times. You know, like half moon and full moon and crescent and all that.
Is that all? Well, I can see that from down here. I don't have to climb up on top of no mountain just to tell that.
Yeah, but you can get a better look up there, I think. Then we can tell if it's waning or waxing, too.
Huh?
Well, I ain't for sure what that means, Abner. Professor Sloan was explaining that to me yesterday. I believe he said it'd be a waxing moon tonight.
A waxing moon?
Yeah.
Do you fellas think you can wax a moon from up there, Lum?
I never said we was going to do that.
Why, you did too, Professor Sloan said it.
Yeah, but it don't mean we're actually going to wax the moon. I don't think.
Lum, you went in partnerships with the fellers touched, and you don't know it.
Professor Sloan ain't touched no such a thing.
Lum, just because that moon looks like it's close to the top of the mountain from down here, it ain't, I can tell you that. And even if you could reach the moon from Old Piney Mountain, well, what do you want to wax it for?
He don't want to wax it.
I reckon he wants to make it shine better.
Now, he don't want to do no such a... wait a minute. You don't reckon that's what he had in mind, do you?
I wouldn't put it past him. That feller's liable to study up most any kind of a oddity.
I wonder if I were to call him up and find out about this.
Well, he couldn't give you no sensible answer if he did.
You don't reckon astronomers do wax the moon, do you? Oh, of course not. What's the matter with me? Spur away. Of course, now, they might use a spray gun. Awful powerful.
Doggy, they could, couldn't they?
Now that I think about it, some nights the moon does look a heap shinier than it does some other nights.
You mean that some astronomer might have just give it a good waxing?
Well, I don't know. It's awful hard to believe.
Why, sure.
Some of the other things Professor Sloan's told me about astronomers is downright amazing.
Yeah, huh?
Yes, sir. He claims they can measure the size of the sun. And he says that it's millions and millions of miles away.
Well, I do know. Huh.
I tell you what, Abner, better drop a couple of cans of wax to take along, just in case of.
Well, what kind of wax do they use for that? Just regular floor wax?
I don't know. Just so it's liquid wax. We'll have to spray it on, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you want to take a spray gun along, too. Dick Huddleston's got some over at his store on.
No, they more than likely wouldn't be the right kind. Besides, it's getting late, and Professor Sloan wants to get a jump on.
Oh, where do you get that jump on? You keep saying that all the time.
That's what he calls it. I think he means hurry up.
By the land sake. Well, I reckon you're about ready to go. Wait a minute, old Lump. You ain't going to climb no mountain in them shoes, are you? Why, them things ain't much better than a pair of easy slippers. You better get yourself some boots.
These are too ordinary.
Why, sure you had.
Of course, these is comfort.
Well, they might be comfort just sitting around the store here, but you'll have blisters on your feet big as hen eggs before you climbed 100 yards in them things you got on.
That's right, ain't it? Might get some stone bruises.
Why, sure, that ain't no good for climbing mountains.
Well, I don't know where to get no boots now.
Well, borrow yourself a pair.
I ain't got time. Professor Sloan wants us to get a jump on, he says.
Now, wait a minute, I know. Cedric's got a pair of boots, and he'll be here in a minute now, because he's going to be here.
Yeah, but he won't have his boots with him.
Oh, sure, yeah, he'll have them on, Mom. See, he's been out catching, he'll be wearing them, I believe.
What's he been out catching?
Oh, I don't know. You know how a boy like him does. They get out and catch different things, rabbits and squirrels and stuff like that. You know.
Well, I can't put no dependence in that. I've got to get some boots somewhere, and I've got to get them in a hurry. Let's see now.
Yeah, we got some of them heavy work shoes in stock over there, Lon. I don't know whether we got a pair big enough for you, though, or not. I'm just afeard we ain't got your size left, Lon.
No, I know we ain't. Sold them all to them defense workers at Walt Bates' mill.
Yeah, I believe they're all gone, sure as a world.
Wonder if I just put on a pair of extra socks, some good heavy ones. I wonder if that wouldn't protect my feet.
Well, you can try it. Might help some. I know I wouldn't want to start out on no mountain climbing trip, though, just depending on two pair of socks, I'll tell you that.
I ain't
right
got
now
time to do nothing else, though. Professor Sloan wants us to get a jump on. I'm already late.
Well, I reckon you better just do that then, Lum. Get some of them heavy socks back there and put them on, do the best you can. Professor Sloan, they want you to hurry, so you better do it. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. Hey, look here, Lom. He's got his boots on, just like I said he would. See there?
Danny's he has. Well, good for him.
Oh, sure. That'll fix you up in good shape.
What's he carrying in that paper sack?
I don't know. More likely candy, I think. He just loves candy. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner. Look, I got your whole size.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, Cedric. I just sell on the counter there.
A whole sack of what?
Why, he's, nothing. Hurry up, Cedric. Get your boots off.
Mom?
Sit down there and get your boots off. Lom wants to wear them. See, he's going to climb up on Old Piney Mountain with Professor Sloan. He's just got them light shoes on there.
Oh, boy, I think I'll go along, too.
No, you can't, Cedric. They're in an awful big hurry. See, Professor Sloan wants to get a jump on. Go on, take off your boots now.
Well, I'd sure like to go, though.
Maybe next time you can go, Cedric. When we start building the observatory, you can go up. We might have to get you to carry up some of the lumber and tools and stuff.
Yeah, here, Lom. Here's one of the boots right here. Put it on. Hurry up now.
Yeah. I hope the professor won't be mad at me for being late.
Well, what's the difference if you're going to stay up there all night? Yeah, that's it, Cedric. Now, give me the other. Now, here, Lom. Here. Now, you put this one on. I'll lace up that now. Come on now. You got to hurry.
I sure wish I could go along, too. I know a little stream up there where I could catch you some fish about you.
They've got enough food, Cedric. I fixed them up a nice lunch there. Yeah, here, Lom. There you are. How do them feel now?
Well, they're a little big for me, but I reckon my feet will swell into them after we've climbed a ways.
Oh, sure, bound to. Now, you got everything now? Blankets, wax. Don't forget your lunch over there on the counter.
No, I reckon I got everything. Well, if we don't get back tonight, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, sure. Good luck to you now, Lom.
Goodbye, Mr. Lom. Goodbye, Cedric. So long, Abner.
Yeah, so long. Have a nice time.
Oh, I sure wish I could have went with them.
Oh, no, you'll have more fun here with me, Cedric. Did you get the grasshoppers all right?
Yes, Mom, a whole lot of them. I started to tell you that, but you stopped me.
Yeah, well, I didn't want Lum to know it, because he thinks this idea of mine is silly.
Well, what is your idea, Mr. Abner?
Well, see, I had my heart set on buying myself a Mexican jumping bean farm, and Lum won't let me do it.
He won't, huh?
No, he won't let me touch none of the money we got in the bank, so I just figured I'd start me a jumping bean farm right here.
Well, where about you going to get the jumping beans to start it with?
Right, come on over here now. I'll show you right now, son. Look in this box I got hid behind the stove here.
Yes, Mom.
Come on up here now. Now, look down in there. See them beans?
Yes, Mom, but none of them ain't jumping.
Well, no, but they will, Cedric. See, I figure American beans ought to be as smart as Mexican beans. So I'm going to put them grasshoppers in the box with the beans.
Well, what good will that do, though?
Well, the beans will sit there and watch the grasshoppers jump all day, and, well, sooner or later, why, some of them beans is going to catch on to the idea.
Oh, will they, sure enough?
Why, sure. We'll find out here. Hand me the sack of grasshoppers now off the counter there.
Yes, Mom. I'll get them for you. Here.
Of course, now, I don't expect nothing to happen right away, Cedric. It might take the beans several days to catch on. This is something new for them, you know.
Well, here's the sack.
Yeah. Now, we'll just open it up right here now, and then uh-oh.
What's the matter? Wrong kind of grasshoppers?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Professor Sloan said he wanted to get a jump on. He's sure going to do it.
He is, huh?
Yeah, Lum picked up the wrong sack. All they got to eat was a mouth of a sack full of grasshoppers.